Unless you're a pianist yourself, you probably can't name this tune. This is from the only complete piano sonata by Franz Liszt, a work that you may not hear all that often, but if that's the case, it's not because the piece itself isn't deserving. It's because it's severely daunting for pianists. In fact, our critic, Ted Libby, calls this piece the great romantic piano work. What makes this piece so heroic?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is that it puts the piano and the pianist out there in front. As the romantic hero striving mightily to overcome great obstacles, that is to say, the incredibly difficult writing in this piece.
And 30 minutes worth.
30 minutes worth that you have to hold together. You couldn't ask for a more romantic conception than that of the individual center stage. But beyond that, it's also about questing for the unattainable ideal. In this music, the way Liszt writes it, the harmonic structure, the sense of where it's going at any given moment. And that's part of the brilliance of Liszt's conception.
Now, Ted, I have to ask you about this recording, because this piece has been recorded by pianists who are bigger names than the pianist you've picked out. You picked out Stephen Huff, and in fact, you listened to a bunch of recordings of this sonata back-to-back. Why did you pick out Stephen Huff?
Well, I have always had a high regard for Stephen Huff's playing, but this piece requires not just the technical ability to play very difficult music over a long period of time, but it requires intellectual grasp to pull the threads together. Liszt is working a structure here that takes half an hour. It's a single movement, and yet within it are embedded all of these elements of contrast, a richness of material, and even a four-movement sonata structure is hidden in the background. And to coordinate all of that, to make it go in a single shot, to make it seem like it isn't just random stuff coming at you, that takes a lot of intellectual power as well as hands. He utilizes all of his capabilities as a pianist to convey the changing character of the music. And one good example would be where he goes from a very brilliant sound at the instrument to a much broader and nobler kind of sound that isn't as hard but has a huge fullness of sound. And each sound is appropriate to the kind of music and the characterization that Liszt is trying to convey.
All right, let's begin with a brilliant passage, and this is from right near the beginning of this sonata. And from that brilliant and bright sound, let's go ahead about a minute and a half now and hear a completely different tone from the piano. Ted, that's a remarkable contrast between those two. And part of what's amazing to me is that those sounds are so close together in time, only about 90 seconds apart, and it almost sounds like Stephen Huff is playing a different piano.
It does, doesn't it? So often pianists will just pound that passage so that you get clangorous noise from the instrument. Here he's making it very lyrical, but he sustains the tone so that while it isn't quite as bright and it isn't quite as brilliant, it's very full and rich and noble.
Well, this CD is on the Hyperion record label, a 1999 recording by Stephen Huff. It has not only this sonata by Franz Liszt, but also several miniatures, a couple of polonaises, a couple of ballades as well. Let's hear from about two-thirds of the way through this piano sonata by Franz Liszt. We'll pick it up with about 11 minutes left to go. And actually, where we're going to begin here, Ted, I think emphasizes another part of Stephen Huff's playing, his touch.
Yeah, and Liszt is in a sense, evoking the style of the Baroque masters, but he's doing it with a slight detachment. And you get that same kind of detachment in his tone. It's a light staccato. It's very difficult to play it this way. It's very, very hard to keep an even touch. He does it, and it results in quite a wonderful moment. And then this leads right on to the end of the piece.
Thank you.